As Hurricane Idalia sweeps across Florida and the southeastern United States, the devastating aftermath leaves communities grappling with loss and destruction. From a biblical worldview, natural disasters like this serve as a stark reminder of the fragility of human life and the immense power of God's creation. This perspective calls believers to reflect on their faith, the purpose of such events, and the appropriate Christian response in times of crisis. The power of God's creation. The Bible often speaks of God's sovereign control over nature. In Psalm chapter 46 verses 1-3, we read, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging." This passage reminds us that despite the chaos and destruction that natural disasters can bring, God remains in control. The raw power of hurricanes, earthquakes, and other natural phenomena reflects the majesty of the Creator, who governs the forces of nature according to His will. A call to compassion and action. In the wake of Hurricane Idalia, the immediate response of the Christian community should be one of compassion and action. The Bible teaches us to bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ, Galatians chapter 6 verse 2. This call to love and support our neighbors in times of distress is an essential part of the Christian faith. Churches and Christian organizations can mobilize to provide relief, whether through financial support, volunteering, or prayer. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. The parable of the Good Samaritan, Luke chapter 10 verses 25 to 37, is a timeless example of how we should respond to those in need. Just as the Samaritan showed mercy to the injured man, Christians are called to extend help to those affected by the storm. This is not only a demonstration of Christ's love but also a powerful witness to a watching world. Reflecting on the bigger picture, while hurricanes and other natural disasters can seem random and inexplicable, the Bible offers insight into the bigger picture. Romans chapter 8 verses 22-23 speaks of creation groaning as it awaits redemption. "We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time." These groanings remind us of the brokenness of our world, a result of the fall, and the hope we have in the ultimate restoration of all things through Christ. Natural disasters should prompt us to reflect on our mortality and the transient nature of life on earth. They remind us that our ultimate hope is not in the things of this world but in the promise of eternal life through Jesus Christ. As we respond to the immediate needs of those affected by Hurricane Idalia, let us also consider our own spiritual readiness and the importance of sharing the gospel with others. Conclusion. Hurricane Idalia's aftermath challenges us to respond with compassion, faith, and a renewed focus on eternal truths. As we assist those in need, let us also remember the power and sovereignty of God over all creation. In the midst of tragedy, the Christian response should be one of love, action, and a steadfast hope in the promises of God. References. Psalm chapter 46 verses 1-3, ESV Galatians chapter 6 verse 2, ESV Luke chapter 10 verses 25-37, ESV Romans chapter 8 verses 22-23, ESV.